Now we're going to change the mood and the tempo, because here is an actor come singer. That's the way I could describe him. He was very, very big in the music scene in the 50s and 60s when Irish people weren't making many records. He recorded for a company called Glenside, and they only produced 78s. I'm speaking of Joe Lynch. Joe never looked on himself as a singer. He described himself to me once as an actor-comedian who sings a bit, and sings a bit out of tune, he said. He had a great repertoire of jokes. But here's Joe telling us all about what happened when Mick McGilligan got $1.5 million inheritance and decided to throw a ball. Mick McGilligan's ball from Joe Lynch.
Now Michael McGilligan one fine day got a lot of money from the USA. All through the death of his Uncle Joe, he was left $1.5 million or so. Says McGilligan, I'll give a fancy ball down at the old ancestral hall. Invited the neighbours, everyone, to join in the frolic and to have some fun. So they all went down to Mick McGilligan's ball, where they had to tear the paper off the wall to make room for all the people in the hall. And the boys made the devil of a noise at Mick McGilligan's ball. Now all of the neighbours came from near and far. Slattery arrived in a motor car, and old Mrs. Riley, bless her heart, landed on the doorstep in an ass and cart. McGilligan arrived by aeroplane, and big up, so we'll never see the likes again. And up went a cheer when the two old skins came along at the gallop with the two Miss Quins. So they all went down to Mick McGilligan's ball, where they had to tear the paper off the wall to make room for all the people in the hall. All the girls and the boys made the devil of a noise at Mick McGilligan's ball.
Big fan of Joe Lynch, and I collected his quote 78 quote records, because that's what he made mostly, and I can tell you that that wasn't the original Joe Lynch and Mick McGilligan's ball. Well, I promised you more of Daniel O'Donnell, and can I have, if you don't mind, a little bit of self-indulgence here, because I just love this song. Here's Daniel telling us all about the Wild Irish Rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower.
You may search every but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And some for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Yes, someday, for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Yes, Daniel does that very, very well indeed. And one of my favourite songs, as I said, My Wild Irish Rose. We played you the Ronan Tynan version of that a couple of weeks ago, did we not? I was mentioning, was it on last week's programme or the week before, about the huge increase in the popularity of country and Irish music, even around the Dublin area. Now, until now, it was never sort of very, very popular in the Dublin area, but now many venues are bringing in the country and Irish artists. And I've also learnt that the style of dancing that they do to this country and Irish music is jiving. Oh yes, it's in. The jiving is in now today with country and Irish. Here's a country and Irish artist, Sean Wilson, and he's singing a nice up-tempo number for you about your lovely smile.
Softly like mist upon the morning comes the memory of your tender voice and smile. It seems an age since we embraced each other, that morning when we parted for a while. I squandered all the time 'cause I had plenty for a dream we shared before I have to roam. Do you think if I pack my bags tomorrow, would you welcome me if I came back home? I've met some friends who've lived here for a while now, with lots of smiles 'cause I was young and free. They showed me how to live in this great city, went to all the crazy parties to be seen. The money that we both saved soon departed, and with it all the friendly smiles as well. Now the only thing that's left of your great hero is a broken pride and a sad tale for to tell. Well, I guess I'm not cut out for this great city. I've learned a lot about myself, that's true. I left everything I loved and learned my lesson. Now it seems the only friend I have is you. Do you think if we start the whole thing over and share the things we used to share before? Well, I'll be home when I can get the fare together, and I long to see your tender smile once more. Like mist upon the morning comes the memory of your tender voice and smile. It seems an age since we embraced each other, that morning when we parted for a while. Do you think if we start the whole thing over and share the things we used to share before? Well, I'll be home when I can get the fare together, and I long to see your tender smile once more. Yes, I'll be home when I can get the fare together, and I long to see your tender smile once more.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? Or it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16, and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I the way home, for there's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'd surely get a parrot. For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret?
Now, there's a group that we haven't had on the program for a long, long time, Sweeney's Men, and their interpretation of The Old Maid in the Garret. Now, this next track, I'm leaving it play all the way through because it is a little bit long, but it tells a lovely story. First of all, it was written by Liam Riley, who was the keyboard player with the group Bagatelle. But he wrote some wonderful songs. His first big hit, I think, was Summer in Dublin. But this one was his biggest hit of all. And it tells the story. It's called The Flight of Earls. And it tells the story of what's happening in our country here in Ireland today. In other words, there is a sort of a hemorrhage of young people leaving our country to go and find work in other parts of the world. It was ever thus, as my mother would say, but, well, at the present time, we're trying to persuade them to come back from places like the US and Australia and Canada. In fact, my granddaughter came back last year after spending some time in Australia, and my grandson, who is currently on holiday with us here, he's in Sydney in Australia, and he said at the Christmas celebrations we had in our house recently that he had no intention of staying over there. He would be coming back soon. But here is Paddy Riley's interpretation, and he's sitting waiting to go out to the airport to go far away to emigrate because there's no work here in Ireland. I will say to you, friends, without preaching, that things are improving economically here in Ireland, thanks be to God. And the last verse of this particular song says, remember, those aeroplanes fly both ways. Here's Paddy Riley.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, ye boys and girls, another bloody flight of earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's Fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision, we've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look on Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing for to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. But it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu, we've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore. Because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales, we're on the seas, the airways and the trains. But if we see better days, those bigger planes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again. Yes, we'll all be coming back to you again.
Yes, that was a very clever song, and please God, they will all be coming back to us someday. Paddy Riley and The Flight of Earls. Now, I've been a big fan of Foster and Allen ever since I heard them, well, a long time ago, and we play them regularly on Sounds Irish simply because I like them. And over the Christmas period, a good friend of mine has told me he's going to get me a lot more. He has a lot of Foster and Allen material he'd be able to let me have. Looking forward to that. This is a song that at this time of the year will be guaranteed to get any party joining in with community singing, particularly in the chorus. Foster and Allen telling us all about the Wild Rover. And it's not a dog.
I've been a wild rover for many's the year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold and great store, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never.
I went into an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can have any day.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more.
I took out from my pocket 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I spoke then were only in jest.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more.
I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oft times before, sure I never will play the Wild Rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more.
Foster and Allen telling us all about the Wild Rover, and it's no, nay, never. Guaranteed, as I say, to get any sing-along going. Well, friends, that is Sounds Irish for this week. In fact, it's Sounds Irish for this year, because on next week's programme we'll be in 2016. Now, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed putting this program together, and I'm glad also that my voice just about managed to hang out. It was helped, the voice, by numerous cups of herbal tea, which got me to the end of the program. This is Joe Bollard saying, don't forget the email address. Sure you won't. joebollard2@aircom.net. And also, if you want to become one of my friends on Facebook. I'm getting more and more requests for friends on Facebook. People who listen to the program, they tell me. Friends, may good God bless you and yours, and me and mine. And until we're together again with Sounds Irish next week, Joe Bollard saying, take good care. God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.